Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Many of the viruses that kill humans, like COVID and Ebola, originated in animals. Now a group of scientists say the key to preventing animal viruses from infecting humans is to protect animal habitats. Here's science reporter Ari Daniel.
There's a kind of fruit bat in eastern Australia that Raina Plowright has worked with for more than two decades, the black flying fox. When these bats have enough nectar to eat, they tend to be healthy. But over the years, people have cleared the trees that produce the nectar-rich flowers they depend on.
And when this happened, the bats then had to move into human-dominated environments, so farmlands and cities, to find alternative food.
Plowright is an infectious disease ecologist at Cornell University. She says bats carry numerous viruses that don't make them sick, but when bats don't have enough food, the stress causes them to release viruses into the environment through their urine and feces. In eastern Australia, that includes the deadly Hendra virus, which can spill over from bats into horses and occasionally humans.
It's a very scary virus. It kills 80% of horses and 60% of people who are infected.
Hungry and stressed bats roaming into human settlements. It's the perfect storm for a Hendra spillover. But here's the interesting thing. Whenever the remaining trees that hadn't been cut down produced nectar,
the bats actually emptied out of these human areas and went back to native forests and started feeding back in these trees. And when that happened, the spillover stopped.
That is, the Hendra virus stopped showing up in horses and people. Plowright's work with the flying foxes suggested this tantalizing possibility, that spillovers could be brought to a standstill simply by restoring these forests. And she figured this approach was likely to work elsewhere. When she spoke with other researchers, she heard fragments of the flying fox story playing out all over the world, all pointing to a planet in which humans and wildlife are bumping into each other more often as natural habitats are being destroyed.
One person said, I've been studying these bats in the Congo for a decade, and we used to have to go in on motorbikes and dugout canoes, and it took us days. But now we can drive to our field site in a few hours.
A researcher from Cambodia said something similar. A colleague from Uganda said they used to research bats in the forest. Now the bats live in the cities.
And so what I saw was this picture of this environmental degradation happening worldwide at a really rapid pace. So of course, spillover must be becoming more likely.
All this led Plowright and a team of ecologists, infectious disease scientists, and policy experts to propose a set of recommendations to help prevent spillovers. First, protect where animals eat so they don't come into contact with humans in their search for food. And second, protect where animals congregate.
Means they're less likely to be stressed and therefore more likely to be able to maintain a strong immune system and keep viruses in check.
These recommendations are published in the journal Nature Communications. José Quies wasn't involved in the research. He's an immunogeneticist at Federal University of Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil, and he says the paper demonstrates the importance of solutions based on the whole ecosystem.
The human health, you should not consider this alone. You should consider animals, microorganisms, and the environment altogether.
It's such a complicated problem, says Raina Plowright.
Protecting nature isn't always easy.
But, she says, it's up to us to figure out how to do so. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.